This is URN Sport.
You are listening to the Premier League show on URN Sport.
Hello everyone and welcome to the URN Saturday Sports Show. We're listening to the live Premier League action going across the country here at the studios. I'm Chris Young, your presenter for the next 2 hours, and I'm joined here by an exclusive team of Jack, Jeremy, Naomi and Jimmy covering today's footballing action. And before I go to Jeremy, who's covering the Southampton-Liverpool game, big news is coming from Stoke versus Bournemouth, and that penalty has gone to Stoke, so Bournemouth winning in that one 1-0, but Stoke do have a penalty. We'll cover more about that in just a second, but Jeremy, how is it going at the St. Mary Stadium in Southampton?
Liverpool are still goalless here with Southampton. Unfortunately for Southampton fans, though, Jose Font has gone down clutching his ankle. He turned a little too tightly trying to keep up with Roberto Firmino and is hobbling off the pitch at the moment. Looks like he is going to need...
What's happened?
It was an Everton chance. I can't see who it was attacking down the right-hand side for Everton, and it was a brilliant move. I'm just trying to look at it now. It looks like Barkley's played a nice ball out on the right-hand side, and... Somehow it comes off a Swansea defender who's tracking the run of Romelu Lukaku, and then it cannons off of him and onto another Swansea defender and behind for a corner to Everton. So Everton look like they're piling on the pressure early in the second half.
We've gone to the second half across all our games across the country so far, although the early kickoff today was Manchester United 1, Arsenal 1. Did any of you guys manage to catch the game?
I only caught the highlights, I'm afraid. Apparently, from a glance at the match report before we came on, it looked as though United had the dominant first half. Second half, by the sounds of it, Arsenal came back before that man with the stunning beard, Olivier Giroud, pulled them back in from a...
It is a cracking beard, though, isn't it?
It is. It is something special. And only Giroud could pull that off, I think.
And then, what did you think of it, Jimmy?
Well, I watched the entire match, and Arsenal, in my opinion, were very poor. They only had one shot in target in the entire game, and that was Giroud's goal very late on. I thought the game was crying out for Giroud the entire match, really, because Arsenal kept getting in good positions out wide, but the crosses into the box, it's not going to work when you've got Sanchez up front. But United scored deservedly. But then they didn't take their chances, and when you're up against a side as good as Arsenal, they're always likely to come back into it. And they got one chance, and they scored it.
Oh, wait, Jeremy, sorry, we just need to stop you there for 1 second. Big news coming from Stadium of Light, ironically. There is no light at the Stadium of Light, so the lights have not been able to fully come back on at the stadium, and so the match has been suspended. Big news coming from there.
Is it going to restart when they maybe get it fixed, or is it just going to be played at a different time?
We don't know. We'll be letting you know up to date what is happening, but currently as it stands, the match has been suspended, so... It probably looks as though it'll probably be either continued later on today if they're able to get it fixed, or if not, it'll have to be replayed at another time.
But as for this year, I think for Leicester, it's going to be tricky because we look how competitive...
Oh, wait, sorry, need to interrupt you there. We've got a goal. We have got a goal, and it's come from Crystal Palace versus Man City. Jimmy, it's gone 1-1. It's Connor Wickham. How big of a goal is that for Crystal Palace?
Well, it's a huge goal. It could potentially turn the season around if they get a good result here against Man City. They're doing a lot better in the second half. They've been threatening a lot more. But, yeah, that's all I've got for you at the moment.
Some news coming from Southampton. Seems like, Jeremy, you seem a bit unconvinced.
Oh, it's another missed chance at Liverpool, unfortunately. Has missed from about, I'd say, 12 yards. He's just hit it wide on a one-on-one with Fraser Forster. I'm slightly staggered that he's been able to do that when we've seen him hit complete pile drivers from about 30 yards out. Seems that close-up finishing isn't really his thing. A lovely through ball played to him by Roberto Firmino, but Coutinho missed, and that's just adding to a gradual worrying catalogue of chances for Liverpool so far. They have penned back Southampton a little bit more successfully this half, but it's still 0-0 at St Mary's.
Jeremy, just going back to you actually, so going from one side of Merseyside to the other, What have Liverpool done to essentially be top of the table?
Well, we've been top of the table
and
for this.
And may it stay there. Of course, I'm not biased at all.
we can hope for that, Chris. But I think the big thing has been definitely the mindset of it. That Klopp
Klopp's arrival last season, we saw it starting to take effect. The mentality that he's installed, the confidence that he's put back into the team, as opposed to the kind of almost automaton response that we had from Brendan Rodgers every few weeks. Whilst, you know, with Klopp now, it's a bit of a party every week, regardless of what happens. I mean, I was actually reading 442 the other day, and there was a brilliant article. Apparently, for the Christmas party last year, Liverpool lost the game prior to that against Watford, but Klopp at the party just told them all to let their hair down, have a good time, and forget about it and move on.
I was going to go over to Jimmy, actually. So, as someone who is following the Crystal Palace versus Man City game, have you been convinced by Claudio Bravo? Or have you been convinced that Guardiola's right to get rid of Joe Hart for Bravo? Well, not just based on this game, but on the season in general.
He had his reasons for it. He said that Joe Hart's distribution wasn't good enough. And Bravo, I think it was his debut at Man United, where he had an absolute shocker, both distribution-wise and making mistakes-wise. Whether that justifies that maybe Hart shouldn't have been sent out on loan, I'm not sure, because Guardiola probably knows the players better than I do. But Joe Hart, I think he's playing in England. He's the England number one. And, oh, sorry, there's been a goal. I think Yaya Toure has scored again.
Way to go for Man City.
Yeah, it's a goal for Man City. 2-1 now.
So it's 2-1 to Man City, and did you say Yaya Toure scored?
Yaya Toure is celebrating. There's fans on the pitch, they're all going crazy. Yaya Toure, he's marked his return with two goals.
As if, I can't believe that. So Yaya Toure, back from the dead, has scored a second goal for Man City.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get the replay up now.
I think
it might have been from a corner.
Oh, what's happened? We've had another ooh in the crowd.
Again, it's Everton with a lovely chance. There's been a couple of substitutions. Jared De La Feu has been brought on for Aaron Lennon. And it is that man, De La Feu, who's made a brilliant run down the right-hand side. I think it was MacArthur who found him out on the right-hand side. And I don't know if he was going for goal, but it looks as if he was maybe trying to rifle the ball across the box and maybe hope that someone else could get a touch on it. But it does go comfortably into the safe hands of Lucas Fabianski. Swansea are now on the break, trying to get a second goal to really confirm all 3 points, but it was a brilliant save, I think, from the Everton goalkeeper, Martin Stecklenburg, and Everton managed to get it away. So yes, end-to-end stuff, Everton trying to get back into this game. They've only got about 5 minutes or so left to do so.
Thanks again, Jack. Naomi, would you actually consider Leicester City to be now...
Oh my word!
What's just happened? Sorry, Naomi, we'll go back to Jack.
Everton have scored...
It's 1-1.
I was ringing the praises of the Swansea defence, and that was... I honestly have no idea how to describe that. It was a cataclysm of errors from the Swansea defenders.
I can't,
I'm waiting for the replay to come up now, but I think it was a Swansea defender. The ball got whipped into the box. Swansea half cleared it. The ball was, you know, up in the air around the penalty area, and yeah, they failed to clear it. Everton just got bodies forward. I think it was Balassi put the ball back over the top, and I think it was Rangel who was at the back trying to head the ball away, and he just headed it straight to, I believe, I'm just trying to see who the goal scorer was.
It looks like it is Seamus Coleman.
I think it was Rangel who tried to head it away, and he just sort of, the ball just looped up and it just fell neatly to Seamus Coleman's head, and he managed to somehow get the header past an outstretched Lucas Fabianski. So as it stands in the 89th minute now, Everton 1, Swansea 1.
I am hoping for Liverpool goal. Of course, I'm not biased. Just want to put that out there.
I agree entirely with you on that.
Yeah, exactly. Again, we're not biased. It's fine.
Sturridge.
So what's happened?
A beautiful cross from Jimmy Milner whipped it in, and Daniel Sturridge seems to do everything but stick his leg out and score. And Jurgen Klopp, I would not want to be Sturridge going back into that. Klopp's face is one of pure fury at him.
But the final scores are Crystal Palace 2, sorry, not Crystal Palace 2, Crystal Palace 1, Man City 2, Everton 1, Swansea 1, Southampton 0, Liverpool 0, Bournemouth have beaten Stoke 1-0, Sunderland are winning 3-0, and Watford have beaten the champions by a score of 2-1.
I won't turn this into a Liverpool bashing show, so let's just get on with it.
Okay, let's do that. Well, actually, no, I think Jeremy does want to start with a Liverpool bashing, so we'll start with Southampton versus Liverpool. Jeremy, your thoughts on the game?
Those are the games that I wish we had Christian Benteke for. There, I've said it because...
That's a big call. That's a big call.
for all the pace and skill that we were able to show out there, well, attempting. I'm just looking at Jack Nerves, expecting to chip in with the old. Well, he didn't score a line, but
we did tragically.
That's the point, because of all that, we weren't able to get a goal because of the fact that Southampton, as we know, have a very physical and very strong back line of Fonte and Van Dijk, and you know, maybe if Liverpool still had a powerful forward in the air, that might have been different.
We're just going to go over to Jimmy now very quickly. Jimmy, your thoughts on Palace versus Crystal... No, Crystal Palace versus Man City, where it did finish 2-1 courtesy of a certain Yaya Toure.
Well, I think that's the key thing. Yaya Toure, when he's in the team, you know, that's his first appearance of the season, but he scored 2 goals, you know. He's always showed that he's got an incredible goal-scoring ability from midfield. Perhaps he's had a bit of a fallout with Pep. We don't know why he hasn't been playing specifically, but he's played today, he scored 2 goals, he's made the difference in what was not an amazing display by Man City. They didn't create too much, and to be honest, I think it's a matter of form as well. Man City are obviously now joint top of the table, and for Crystal Palace that was a 5th straight defeat. And if you take that game and you look at it without form, it was just a random game, say, then I think that could have gone even Crystal Palace's way, because they did have a lot of pressure. And it's just when you've lost 4 games in a row, it's sometimes difficult to have the confidence to take some of the chances that they did create against City.
And Naomi, we're just going to go over to you for the Watford versus Leicester results. What happened, and where did both teams go from here?
Well, the final score was 2-1 to Watford, and it all started inside the first minute when Capu volleyed the first goal inside just 33 seconds, which is their fastest ever Premier League goal. And then 12 minutes later, Pereira curled in the second, which just proves how Watford have improved the season, because he joined in the summer for 11 million, he's definitely had a big impact on their season. Leicester did manage to pull one back when Riyad Mahrez scored a penalty, but it wasn't enough, and Leicester still can't get an away win this season. And it just goes to show you how much they're struggling the season after they won the Premier League last year.
You know, I was going to ask, a lot of people have actually said Leicester are in a form of relegation battle. Do you think that's actually true?
Not yet, but if the results carry on like this, then they could be there soon, because if by Christmas they're continuing to drop points, it's not a good sign. I mean, they're 14th now. They're just a couple of points above the relegation zone, so I can see why people are saying that, and perhaps that is what might happen. But at the moment, I think they're okay, because Sunderland and Swansea are not looking good. I mean, Sunderland did win today, but I don't think Leicester's form is as bad, but they do need to pick up their away form.
So this is just really an open question. Well, West Ham obviously had a great, tremendous season in their last ever season at the Upton Park ground. Now they've moved to the Olympic Stadium. They probably wish they could go back to the good old days of Upton Park. They're now 17th in the league. They've only won 3 times, lost 6, have a goal difference of -9. Guys, this is just for you generally. What's happened?
I think it's been, personally, I think there's a kind of a small catalogue of things that actually went wrong this summer. I mean, the first thing is there's been obviously the unrest that's been caused with the move to the London Stadium. There's been all the issues regarding the fans having clashes with opposition fans, issues about West Ham fans being allowed to stand in areas because the council has told them that they're not allowed to. And it's not been a smooth transition at all for them from one stadium to another. I think, though, another big one which I'd look at as a major issue has been their signings over the summer. They were pretty inconsistent, I think, for some of the signs. I thought that some of the signs they made, like Fagulli, for example, from Valencia for free, I thought that could be a really good one for next season.
I thought that'd be a good signing, yeah.
Yeah, but he hasn't seen really much game time at all, and when he has played, he's not been very good.
But I think we've got to talk a little bit about the man who has come back from the dead, Yaya Toure. Do you think this is when he starts getting some more game time under Guardiola, or do you think it's kind of a one-off?
Seeing him come back in today with his first chance and getting 2 goals, it's very promising for City, I suspect.
I mean, he's a class player. No one could argue that Yaya Toure isn't a good player.
Nick Clay.
Hello.
Fella Bunnett, how are you, man?
Yeah, I'm good. I mean, you've interrupted my point. But it's fine.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. No.
Yeah, he's a brilliant player. He's got everything. Like, for a midfielder, like Jeremy said, he's powerful, he's strong, he's quick. He's agile. For a man of his size, he is incredibly agile. He's an asset to any side. And Guardiola ousted him from Barcelona. It's the reason he's at City in the first place. And Guardiola has, for some reason, ousted him again from City. I don't know what it is, whether Guardiola just doesn't like his attitude or his style of play or something, but Yaya Toure, in past seasons, has been, alongside maybe Aguero, has been the reason that City have done as well as they have. Like, they're a team full of stars, but Yaya Toure has always been the star alongside Sergio Aguero. And he offers so much to that side, his range of pass, his long shots. He gets a lot of goals from outside the box. Mm. His presence in the air, in both boxes, defending and attacking. He's a wonderful player. And if Guardiola doesn't start to use him, then I think he will move on. And they're losing a great player.
Guys, we've just had a piece of breaking news. There's been a goal at Tottenham. It's 1-0, but oh wait, lols, actually it's offside, so
savage.
Can't resist, I'm sorry. Okay, so it actually is still 0-0 at Tottenham. That game kicked off 7 minutes ago. We've got Naomi, who is watching the game for us over there at White Hart Lane. We're just going to go and talk a little bit about Chelsea. So Antonio Conte has won Manager of the Month, and Hazard has won Player of the Month. Jack, do you want to say something about that?
There's literally nothing more you can say than that's just brilliant, because, you know, Chelsea have been on a run. Yes, Liverpool have been playing well as well, but I think, you know, Chelsea just, you know, they had a bit of a iffy, there was a bit where, you know, they, I think they lost, or they drew two and they lost a game as well, and earlier on in the season, and everyone was calling for Conte to be sacked, and oh, what is Conte bringing to this Chelsea side?
I still can't believe that. Actually,
what is he doing to this Chelsea side? Blah blah blah. We want Mourinho back and whatever. And now you look at it, they're unbeaten in what, their last 5-6 games.
Yeah, and they've kept.
And
I think,
they've been sheets. Not only are they unbeaten, but they've been they haven't looked poor at all. I honestly think, you know, it's very early on in the season, but it's going to be Chelsea's to lose. I think, you know, they play Middlesbrough tomorrow, I believe.
You think they'll go on to win the title?
Well, if they carry on their form, you know, they don't have to worry about European football this season.
That's true. That's a very good point. Liverpool
don't have to worry about it. But I think that's a massive factor in you know, Chelsea's attempt to try and win back the Premier League. And it's, you know, Conte seems to be getting all of his players fit every single week, and it's just phenomenal to watch, really.
Oh, what's happened, Naomi?
Payet swings in a corner. And then I'm not sure which player it was. I think maybe Antonio headed it and then hit the crossbar, and then someone scored a goal. I'm not really sure what.
Oh,
happened.
So it's 1-0 to West Ham.
1-0 to West Ham.
Just for those Nottingham Forest fans out there, there has been a goal actually at Nottingham Forest versus Ipswich Town at Ipswich. Asamoah Longo has scored in the first minute to make it 1-0 to Forest with 10 minutes gone. And yeah, it's a big, big result that for Nottingham Forest, who are currently in the bottom half of the Championship. But we've only got a couple more minutes. Thank you again for staying tuned to the URN Soccer Saturday Sports Show. And we're just going to finish off, we've got a couple more minutes left. We're just going to finish off talking about the price of football, which the BBC have just announced a couple of days ago. I think for me, this was the most striking quote of the entire thing. Malcolm Clark, chairman of the Football Supporters Federation, said, "On the current $8.3 billion deal, the Premier League could afford to let every single fan for free in every game and still have as much money as they had under the previous deal." And I think that kind of sums it up, really, doesn't it? Mm. What do you guys think about the price of football at the moment?
It's ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, that's literally, to sum it up in one word, ridiculous. Because I think that, you know, any young boy or girl who grows up watching football should be able to go and watch their games for a reasonable price. You know, you look at the season ticket prices, and there's really only one club that stands out, and that's Arsenal. Arsenal's cheapest season ticket price is £1,014.
That's incredible. Really is.
Absolutely incredible how anyone can buy a season ticket for Arsenal. I mean, obviously, all of the diehard fans that have been supporting them over the years will probably still be buying season tickets, but it's, again, it's just absolutely ridiculous when you talk about the amount of TV money as well that's been coming into the Premier League this season. I don't know. It's just ridiculous.
What do you have to say about that, Jimmy?
Well, I completely agree. It is ridiculous. I'm reading here now that National League team Sutton United, they have the cheapest season ticket in English football, in the top five leagues, that is, and that's about £86. And I'm reading that Porto have charged a pretty similar amount for their season tickets. And you got to compare the fact that they're watching, you know, arguably Champions League quality players week in, week out.
Well, Iker Casillas.
former Champions League winners.
Exactly. And Sutton United, no disrespect to them, I doubt they're quite as good as Porto.
I mean, that's such an understatement. It's unbelievable.
Very tightly put.
Yeah, no, very well put, Jimmy.
This is URN Sport.